AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. Tornado Alley's been seeing action with severe weather tearing through four states. Meteorologist Patrick Marsh at the Storm Prediction Center says southwestern and central Oklahoma were hit hard.
Based on some of the damage we've seen, it looks like there probably was a tornado that went through northern Norman, Oklahoma, possibly southern Moore, Oklahoma.
AP correspondent Ken Miller on the impact on a small city in Grady County.
We've got three or four dozen homes in that Bridge Creek area, southwestern edge of Oklahoma City, that are either flattened or at least very severely damaged.
The storm flipped vehicles on Interstate 35, tore down power lines. No deaths have been reported, but 12 people were injured at a trailer park. An Oklahoma City spokeswoman says heavy rainfall prompted the city to issue a flash flood emergency for the first time in its history. A powerful earthquake rattled the South Pacific nation of Papua New Guinea, the fourth strong quake to rock the island nation in a week. The New York City Police Department is assessing a threat posted on a website related to the Islamic State group against the organizer of a cartoon contest about the Prophet Muhammad. The AP's Carlotta Bradley reports.
A police spokesman says counterterrorism and intelligence investigators have met with blogger Pamela Geller, who leads an organization called American Freedom Defense Initiative. The spokesman said there'll be a comprehensive threat assessment to decide whether the threat is credible enough to require security.
Family, friends, and fellow law enforcement officers will be mourning a New York City police officer at his wake on Long Island today. Officer Brian Moore died after being shot in the head while on duty. Voters are heading to the polls across Britain.
Because it's so tight, I think that if I didn't come out and vote and didn't get the event at the result that I wanted, then I'd only have myself to blame.
Conservative and Labour parties running neck and neck. This is AP Radio News. Iran's official news agency is reporting that the Iranian government has released a Marshall Islands-flagged cargo ship. Iranian forces seized the Maersk Tigris after firing warning shots across its bridge on April 28th. Authorities say Rome's Fiumicino International Airport is closed due to an overnight fire. That fire is under control. It broke out after midnight in retail space in the main international terminal. Lindsay Lohan's attorney and a prosecutor are scheduled to update a judge today on the actress's progress on completing 125 additional hours of community service. She's on probation for a 2012 reckless driving case filed after she crashed her sports car on Pacific Coast Highway. Singer Errol Brown of Hot Chocolate has died. This was the group's biggest hit.
I believe in miracles.
His manager says Brown died of liver cancer in the Bahamas at the age of 71. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Save big on home updates at Menards. Transform your floors and walls with stylish Mohawk porcelain tile. 12 by 24 inch urban forge tiles combine a bold modern look with the timeless beauty of natural stone for a stunning result. Plus, they feature StepSure, an advanced slip-resistant technology providing safety without compromising style. Save big money on Mohawk porcelain tile. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.